Shula, National Football League Coach of the Year.
I've got the shirt on, Cleveland Browns alumni, and I'm proud to be one.
And here's Don Shula, halting the Chicago fullback.
Grand River was a little fishing village, and about 500 people. And it was about 3 miles from the high school that I went to, Painesville Harvey High School. So I was always over at a playground and pick up football games. Nobody wanted to take charge, so I would jump in there and take charge. So I got started at an early age. The Browns came in, I think, in 1946. And that's when I became a Cleveland Brown fan. Now, if you sat in the bleachers and wore your Leonard sweater, you could get in there for 50 cents. That was a pretty good deal. I just got so many memories, you know, as a college student sitting in a dog pond. My senior year in college, we somehow scheduled Syracuse University. My headline in the Syracuse paper was, Syracuse schedules John Carroll. Who was John Carroll? They came in to play us at Cleveland Stadium. And Paul Brown and his whole staff were there to scout Syracuse for their pro prospect. When the game is over and a draft comes around, I get picked in the 9th round by the Browns. That was pretty overwhelming because, again, a small school right in the Cleveland Browns' backyard. And now, you know, I got a Browns uniform on. If we hadn't played Syracuse, I probably would have never had the opportunity to play with the Browns. When you become part of the Browns organization, and you follow them the way that I did, all I ever did was win championships. And you just had the feeling that when you made the Browns, you became part of the Browns, you became part of winning, and you were expected to win championships. It was all Paul Brown philosophy that I had the opportunity to use as a basis for my coaching philosophy. Every time you talked about doing things the right way, every time you talked about winning, you know, you always used the Browns as an example. They did things the right way. I'm still a big Browns fan, and I always will be.